praying the Lord will. With all of you out there today. Staying in the Lord will. Sometimes you may be burdened down. Staying in the Lord will. Sometimes there may be trouble all around. Staying in the Lord will. Sometimes you may not have money in your pocket.
Is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla. At 88.1.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Walking the talk. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. There's some power in these scriptures here. Look at verse 17 again. Let's go down and look at some of the things. Now, the scripture says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. 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 Now, I'm going to ask you a question. How many of you this evening are in Christ? And you know, another translation says, if anyone is joined to him or in union with Christ, he is a new creature. So if you are, he said, if you are in Christ, that means that Christ is also in you. Amen. Galatians 2:20 says that it is Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. It is no longer I that live, but it is Christ that liveth in me. Everybody say, Christ lives in me. Say it again.
Christ lives in me.
All right, now close your eyes and let that register on your spirit. And say it again.
Christ lives in me.
Christ lives in me. Now, when you say that, what you're saying is that the anointed one and his anointing is living in me. I'm in union with him. Amen. Are you in Christ? Are you really in him? Is he really in you? Then the anointed one is in you. Christ means the anointed one, the Messiah. Hallelujah. The Messiah is living in you. The Bible says he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Hallelujah. You're one spirit with him, not two. Amen. In other words, your life has mingled with his life. Actually, his life has swallowed up your life. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's the life of Christ now. My life got swallowed up. Hallelujah. I lost my life when I got saved and I received the life of Christ. Amen. You're not trying to be one. You're not hoping to be one. You're not striving to be one. You're not wishing that you want. Hallelujah. The scripture says he is. Present tense, modern day reality. Right now reality, I am a new creature in Christ. Everybody say it. Say, I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. That's who you are. That's what you are. You are a new creature. Now, he said there's some things that come along with being a new creature. And then he says here, old things have what? Passed away. In other words, old things, that old way of living, those old ideas, that old way of thinking and that old way of living and that old way of acting and all that, that should be some things that you can look back and say, some things have passed away. In other words, they no longer exist in my life. They are no longer part of my makeup. Amen. Hallelujah. Your DNA got changed when you got saved. Amen. Glory to God. It did, really. You became a child of God, not a child of the devil. I mean, your family line changed. Amen. When that blood was applied to your life, hallelujah, when you got washed by the blood of Jesus, when you got cleansed by the blood, I'm going to tell you, it changed the family that you are part of. Your spiritual DNA changed. I have been refathered by God. Hallelujah. I'm not telling you nothing that ain't in the Bible. I can show you a scripture for it. Oh, when James talks about that we have been begotten again. Hallelujah. James tell you that, and 1 John tell you that. I've been begotten again. I'm born again. Hallelujah. Are you born again? Are you a new creature? Well, there should be some new features. Say, I'm a new creature with some new features. Now, I'm going to show you what some of those features are. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, say it again. We want to drive it home. Say, I'm in Christ.
I'm in Christ.
Christ is in me.
The anointed one
is in
me.
I'm one with him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are a child of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. How many things come new? That means everything in your life get touched by Jesus. Some people that's holding on to the old thing, not wanting a new thing. There are people holding on to old attitudes, old ideas, old ways of disobedience. But when the light comes on, you're supposed to change what you're doing. You're not supposed to receive light and then don't do it. God didn't give you the light and the revelation. That light represents revelation of who he is. You're not supposed to learn something else about him and keep on living the way you're living. You can't have a revelation of love and just keep on walking in strife. There's got to be an action, a corresponding action to the light that turns on. When God opens your eyes, when he gives you revelation, he expects you to walk in that revelation, to start putting it into practice. If you close the door or you close your eyes to new revelation, then you'll go right back into darkness. Some people love darkness more than they love the light. That's why Jesus said their deeds are evil. And I'll tell you what, evil deeds are just deeds of disobedience. When you refuse to obey, that's an evil deed. Hallelujah. So there should be some old things passing away. You should allow God to do some new things in your life. You should expect new things to happen. All things become new. Notice here it did say all things became new. It says all things become. That's a continual process of God doing new things in you, giving you a greater revelation and insight into who he is. I mean anointing you, equipping you to be more useful in the kingdom of God, to be a vessel of righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen, amen. Everybody say, I'm a new creature. You are, amen. Look at verse 18. And all things are of God who have what? Reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Everybody in here has the ministry of reconciliation. Say, Pastor, I want my ministry. There it is right there. Go get somebody saved. Go help somebody get reconciled to God. That word reconciled means to be made friends again. Hallelujah. Means to restore the harmony. Because when you're out of the will of God, you're hostile toward God because you're in the flesh. The flesh is going to always be opposed to God and godly things. The Bible says that there's enmity in the flesh. That means there's hostility toward God in your flesh. That's why you have to crucify it. Right? But if you choose to live a life of the flesh, then you're going to set yourself in opposition to God. And you won't even be realizing it, but you'll say you're a Christian and you're a new creature, but you'll have some old creature features. Let God do a new thing in you. Don't hold on to those old things. Let them go. I mean, if you're not tithing, start tithing. If you're not walking in love, start walking in love. Get out of that strife. Get out of that mess. If you're not resisting the devil and you've been assisting him, stop assisting the devil and start resisting. The Bible says resist the devil. It didn't say assist him. You're supposed to be opposed to him. All right, so we're all reconciled to God. So I find out that I'm a new creature. Then I found out that Jesus reconciled me to the Father. In other words, he removed the hostility that sin caused. I'm going to say he removed the thing that would cause us to not have fellowship together. When he reconciled us, what he did, he restored the fellowship. So everybody say, I can fellowship with God. Don't you want to fellowship with God with a clean conscience? Hallelujah. See, this message tonight is not about saying. It's about walking the talk. If you're going to say something, you need to back it up. Amen. If you're going to say you're a new creature, there ought to be some features there. There ought to be some fruit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And you're in reconciled. Everybody say, I'm reconciled. All right, look at this here. He said to wit that God was in Christ. Where was God? He was in Christ doing what? Reconciling the world. Now change that word right me right there. Reconciling me to himself, reconciling me to himself, amen, to know that God was reconciling me to himself, not imputing my trespasses unto me, and have committed to me the word of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God's not holding a record. 2 Corinthians 5, look at verse number 20. Now then, we are what? Ambassadors for whom? For Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. So I found out that I'm an ambassador. That means that I'm a representative of the kingdom. Amen. How well are you representing? Are you representing? I ain't talking about what your friends say about you. I'm talking about what the Lord say. I mean, it don't matter what your friends say, how well you represent. The only thing that matters is what God say. Amen. In the eyes of God, how you representing? Are you representing the family well? Does the DNA of the family, does this show up in your life? Are you representing? He said, for we are. So now then, because we're in Christ, we're new creatures. We've been made friends with God. Amen. We are now what? Ambassadors for him. That means that we represent him in the earth realm. That's why you have to walk the talk. Now, you got to have the talk before you can walk it. In other words, you have to believe the word and you have to speak the word before you ever start walking in it a lot of times. Because if you don't believe it, you ain't going to say it. If you don't believe it, you ain't going to say it. If you don't believe you're a new creature, you sure ain't going to say it. I can show you right here the last scripture in that verse says, we are the righteousness of God. When I first got saved, somebody said, Greg, you're the righteousness of God. I said, oh, no, not me. Oh, no, I don't believe that. I'm still messing up. I'm still sinning every day. I ain't the righteousness of God. I'm fought against the word. Why? Because I'm using my standard of righteousness or what I think is righteous. When what God did, he took that old man-made standard and that old worldly tradition standard and he nailed it to the cross. Amen. Glory to God. And then he placed the righteousness of Christ upon us. Hallelujah. So when I go before him now, you know, I'm going not in my own strength, not in my own righteousness. The Bible says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us with the washing of regeneration and renewing in the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Christ Jesus. That's Titus 3:3-5. Hallelujah. Say it. Say, I'm an ambassador. And I'm going to represent well. Now, if you hadn't been representing well, make the decision. Now, I'm going to represent well. I'm an ambassador. I'm a representative of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And we do that with humility, not with pride. See, we don't take what we know about who we are in Christ and get lifted up in pride about it and think we're better than everybody else. No, we approach God with humility. We say, oh, Lord, thank you for what you've done. You know, praise God, I'm an ambassador, but Lord, I ain't nothing without you. I can't do nothing without you. But I am an ambassador because you said I am. Hallelujah. So, Lord, help me represent well. Hallelujah. You're an ambassador. You have to represent. And then the fourth thing that we learn right here is that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Everybody say, I am the righteousness of God. Now, that ought to make you want to live right. Look at what all God's done right there. Made me a new creature. Made me righteous. Made me an ambassador. And even reconciled me. Restored the fellowship. Restored the broken fellowship that sin, the fellowship that sin destroyed. God took the sin out of the way by placing it upon Jesus. He's the Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world. And now we've been made friends again with God. I'm his friend. So now I just want to obey him. Amen. Now, let me show you how your faith plays a part in this. Turn to Galatians chapter 3. All right, what's four things that we just learned? Let's go over them again. We learned we are new creatures, right? Let's give them in the order of the scriptures. Give them. We are new creatures in Christ, right? Everybody say, I'm a new creature in Christ. Let's confess what we just got. Amen. Now, you got to add your faith to it. You got to mix faith with what you're hearing tonight for it to profit you. If you don't mix faith with what you're hearing, then it's not going to benefit you. Everybody say, I'm a new creature in Christ. I've been reconciled to God. I have unbroken fellowship with him through the blood of Jesus. What's the third one? I am an ambassador of Christ. Say it. Say, I'm a representative of the kingdom. And then finally, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Now say it like you mean it. This time, look, y'all just repeating it. All you're doing is repeating what I'm saying. I want you to speak this. I don't want you just repeating me like a mockingbird. When I tell you to say something, I want you to speak that from your spirit with conviction. Don't be a mockingbird. Just mimicking? No, I don't want you to mimic this. I want you to speak it. There's power in the spoken word. Now you speak this from your spirit. I am a new creature in Christ. Speak it. Now you're speaking it. See, you can't mimic the word. You got to speak it. And you had to speak it with conviction. You had to speak that word with faith in your heart because it is the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, I am reconciled to God.
I am reconciled.
Amen. That ought to make, man, that ought to make you happy right there. I can have fellowship with God. Glory to God. He's my Father. Hallelujah. Don't let these truths slip from you. Paul put people in remembrance of what he said. He said, you can let revelation knowledge slip away from you. And you can stop walking in what you know belong to you and not even realize that the devil done put you to sleep. Not even know you're sleepwalking. Say it. I am an ambassador of Christ.
I am an ambassador of Christ.
And when you say that, you ought to see yourself representing. Glory to God, I'm a representative. I better straighten up. Glory to God. I represent the kingdom. See, when you really believe that in your heart, it changes the way you see yourself. It changes the way you look at circumstances. It changes how you minister. It changes everything. It changes how you handle yourself. It changes how you handle your finances. It changes how you handle your relationship with other people. It changes everything in your life. When you know you are here as a representative, and you're asking God all the time to give you grace to represent well. Father, I know I'm an ambassador. Help me to represent the kingdom well. I'm one of the ambassadors from heaven. Can you see the authority that he just gave you? You see who backing you up? You see, you got a backing from heaven when you know, hey, I'm an ambassador. But see, most people don't take that serious. Well, I ain't nobody. They start saying, oh, I ain't nobody. I ain't nothing. That ain't what the Bible say about you. That's what's wrong. We don't believe what the Bible say. Say it again. So I'm an ambassador for Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're an ambassador. Say it again.
I am an ambassador for Christ.
Now believe that and start acting like it.
Amen.
Say it. Say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Now when you say that, stop looking at yourself. See, most times people say that they look at themselves and they see all their flaws and their weaknesses. You ain't supposed to be looking at you when you say that. You're supposed to be looking at the one that gave you his righteousness. You're supposed to be looking at Jesus. Because the Bible says he is our righteousness. So when I say I am the righteousness of God in Christ, my eyes immediately go to Jesus. He provided it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Y'all in Galatians 3? All right. Look at verse 26. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Paul here is telling the Galatians how they got saved. He said, for you are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus. That's how you became a child of God. It wasn't by keeping the Ten Commandments. You didn't get saved because you kept the Ten Commandments because you broke every one of them. Just about. Probably ain't nobody who kept all of them. So thank God that ain't the measuring stick. Thank God God ain't going to hold the Ten Commandments up next side of me and say, how you did? I said, all I can say is, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on me, Jesus. No, he took that and nailed it to the cross. Hallelujah. Does that mean you're not licensed to sin now? Absolutely not. See, how can you sin now? How can you want to continue in sin if you're a new creature? You've been reconciled. You've been made an ambassador. And God made you righteous. Now, why would you want to keep on sinning? What reason would you have to keep on sinning when God done all this wonderful work of grace in you? Put his divine nature on the inside of you. Something got to change. All the desire for sin had to diminish. You know, I got to decrease, he must what?
Increase.
He got to increase. So when you get saved, that's the decrease of you and the increase of him. Right? So my desire for sin ought to be waning. I ought to have to be losing the desire to do that. So I shouldn't be saying I'm saved and my desire to sin is getting stronger and stronger. Something wrong. I say something. Something is wrong. Now, for all the English teachers that we got in here, something is wrong. Like school teacher like Ethel over there and Jackie. I'll say it right. Think about the impact of these statements and how these statements of truth and fact should be impacting your life when you realize that you are a child of God. You are a child of the Creator. You are one of God's children. You got to know that you are a child of God. And you have a Heavenly Father that knows everything about you and that loves you unconditionally and wants you to have the very best in life. And all He's looking for out of you is obedience. Just want you to love Him with all your heart. Amen. Love equals obedience. Do y'all know that love equals obedience? Everybody say love equals obedience. See, you can't say you love God and then disobey. If you say, see, this is what we're talking about saying here. See, a lot of times we say stuff. We say, but we come short on the doing part and the obedience part. But your saying, and I'm gonna put it this way, your obedience have to match your saying. That's why I'm saying we gotta walk the talk. Look at 1 John. Look at chapter 2, verse 1. Look at this right here. It says, my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. There's a scripture right there. He said, now I'm writing to you. Why? Why was he writing to them? So he said, I'm writing to you so that you won't sin. So we know that willful disobedience, willful sins, I mean, sins we call, what I call sins with your eyes wide open. You wasn't tricked. You wasn't bamboozled. You wasn't deceived. You say, that's a sin, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing not to walk in love because you know that's God's will. It's a dangerous thing to hold strife and unforgiveness. It's a dangerous thing not to trust God. These are all sins. Not trusting God is a sin. Because unbelief is a sin. The Bible calls it wicked and evil. There are some common things and some basic things that everybody ought to have as a foundation. Amen? There are some basic truths that we all have to agree on for there to be unity in the Spirit. Amen. All right. So when we strive for unity in the body of Christ and specifically in this church body, when we start striving for unity and we want to be on one accord with one mind, with one heart, striving together for the faith of God. I'm going to teach on unity sometime where we got to all be unity, but we have to be unified in the doctrine that we believe, what we believe out of the Bible, that there's some basic things that ought to join us all together. All right. One of them is the love of God. Everybody here should be striving to walk in love. We should all be in agreement that love is the best way, right? There shouldn't be no wavering from anybody here saying, well, I don't believe in the love walk. There shouldn't be anybody in this church don't believe in walking in love. Because if we don't all believe in that, then we don't have unity in our body, right? We ought to all agree that holding unforgiveness is a sin. We ought to be unified in that, amen? We ought to all be striving for unity and peace and being on one accord. We're going to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's how you keep peace in a congregation. That's how you keep peace in your family. That a family had to all believe just alike, and they'd believe according to the will of God, according to the Word. Now, I'm not talking about a bunch of foolish